plans for an infill development in the Uplands hit speed bumps last week. At a meeting on September 8, council voted to send an application for a housing project, slated for two adjacent lots at 2830 and 2850 Lansdowne Road, back to staff to help the homes better suit the neighborhood. The proposal included drawings and designs for three homes per lot, each with its own yard and driveway, connected to Lansdowne by a larger, shared laneway. According to a September 8 staff report, the proposed development meets the district's zoning bylaws. Because the two lots sit in the Uplands, the project required an Uplands Design Guidelines application, which ensures new developments adhere to the neighborhood's park-like setting and are sensitive to existing dwellings and landscape features there. Staff said, the proposed development conforms, and is, therefore, supportable. The proposed development is intended to add diversity to the high-quality housing stock in Uplands by offering modern dwelling units with smaller and lower maintenance yards that are still designed to be in keeping with the unique architectural character of the neighborhood, reads the 45-page document. Despite this, some councillors opposed parts of the project. Hazel Braithwaite, for example, expressed concerns about the 48 of 65 trees the development would topple on the lots, and she asked staff if Oak Bay's arborist had any suggestions about how that might be lessened if this were to move forward. The district's planner Kyle McStravick explained that staff, including park staff, were satisfied that, by proposing to access these six units from one shared central drive aisle, the best effort had been made to preserve as many trees as possible. Braithwaite also argued the proposed development doesn't mesh with the Uplands design guidelines. I know that there's going to be a lot of pushback because we do need more densification, but I would hope that the densification that we choose to do in an area like the Uplands would be more fitting, she said. Later, the applicant said he was at a loss about some of the concerns that had been expressed. We meet all the zoning bylaws, he said. What are we supposed to do at this point here? We did the things we're supposed to do. We met with staff five times. We worked through it with planning, engineering, parks, we got all of their approvals, all of their recommendations. Braithwaite eventually submitted a motion to outright reject the application, which drew opposition from Cowan. Leslie Watson. The developer has come in with a proposal which meets a very new bylaw, and I think it does so with real design integrity, she said. The design itself and its landscaping plan is equally valid to the many other styles and characters that we see in the area. Her only concern was the number of trees that would be cut down to make way for the homes. Cowan. Carrie Smart also opposed the motion, noting, there are actually a lot of merits to this design, and that she was just hoping to see some of that tree canopy retained. After a vote, Braithwaite's motion failed, and Smart tabled another one, to send the application back to staff to work with the applicant to adjust the building siting to reduce tree loss to maintain a park-like setting. It passed, with Braithwaite and Green opposed. An amendment to Smart's motion, tabled by Cowan. Andrew Appleton, that the work with staff focus specifically on elements of the Uplands design guideline, referencing general massing, proportion and overall articulation of building in relation to established housing, also passed. There are a lot of really positive aspects of this, but I think it does read like a future subdivision and I think that may be constraining some of the design aspects, said Murdoch. I just hope that with this referral back that we can get to a design that has a bit more green space, retains more of the trees and allows for that streetscape feel to address the siting and design pieces.